Okay, Ayin Dalet. You want me to start from the first tabas or the second tabas?
It's
the butcher shops.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about in terms of the, let's say you had one behemoth got mixed into 10 behemoths of
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
So you, if you bring them up as a carbon one by one.
Ah, that's right, but let's just shoot it.
So one by one, you're saying the chances are that this one is Merubah.
I don't think Rabbi Lezer's saying because of Merubah Parish. I think he's just saying, Stam, you're allowed to be Toiler. You're allowed to be Toiler on that one. But only if there's two of them, because one of them is for sure. One of them is for sure.
It's okay.
Okay, and therefore, it's probably okay too.
It's just a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's trying to be lenient.
So mathematically, there
yeah,
a couple of issues arise with that.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, let's go on. So, I should start from? I don't know. You tell me what you're going up to say. Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, I'll start from full on to the top. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav. Tabash Le'Avodah Kechavim Shis Arva Me'a Tabois. You had one ring that belonged to Avodah Zorah. So, Zasur Bahano. Good morning. And it got mixed in with 100. It fell into a box of rings with 100 regular rings. And then what happened was, so you had 101 rings in there. One of them is Avodah Zorah, so Avodah Zorah is not bottled. But then, Nafla Achas Beham the Yama Gadol. One of the rings, 74A.
74A.
Yeah.
One or?
One.
What else do you want?
That I don't know. One. Yeah, one. One. Okay, so I'll side one.
First number, clause.
Yeah, I've got to get the right down.
74A1. A1. Okay, so it fell into the big C. So now one of them fell in. You can assume that the one that fell in was the Avodah Zorah one. Hutru Kulan, they're all now permitted. The Amrinon Hachta Nafal Haino Di Surah, because we're allowed to assume that the one that fell in is the one that was Asur.
Take the 101 to 1 odds.
That's right, but you're allowed to do that. Is Esavay Rav or Rav Nachman? So Rav Nachman was what was the one who brought this up in the name of Rav. So Rav asked him, hang on a second. In the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, we learned that if one ungood cow, ungood? One messed up cow, a Shohar Niskol or whatever it was, yeah? That got mixed in, Afilo Achas Beribui, even one in 10,000 good cows, Yamusa Kulon. You gotta, they all have to die. You can't say one of them is Amai. Why do you say that? Neymar, why don't you say, so let's say, what do you mean Yamusu? Yamusu means you let them all die. Yeah, so you got 10,001 cows. Yeah. So sooner or later, one of them dies.
Yeah.
As soon as the first one dies, Neymar, the mace, is Surah mace. Why don't we say, ah, there you go, one died. The guy who died is the bad one, and the rest of them are okay. Just like the ring. You assume the one ring that fell into the sea was the one, was the bad one. So why don't you assume that the one cow that dropped dead is the bad one, and the rest of them are good? You know, according to your logic, says Abaya to Rav Nachman. Robert Rav Nachman. It's on my lay. So Rav Nachman answered him, Rav, the Omar Rebbe Lezer. He holds like Rebbe Lezer. Like we turn at the top of the page, it's not Rebbe Lezer, Reimerim Kori, for Reishel Echad Mehem Yikorvu Kol Aroshim. So our Mishnah Taka says that Yamusa Kulon. But Rebbe Lezer said that if you had mixed in a bunch of animals, the heads of all the animals that got mixed together, and one of them was no good. So Rebbe Lezer said that if Karif HaRosh Shel Echad Mehem, Yikarbu Kol HaRosh, if somebody didn't ask, or they, whatever, they just went ahead and did it, yeah, and they took one of the heads, and one of the animals was no good, and the other ones were all good, and somebody did one of them, says Rebbe Lezer, you can rely on the fact that the one that they already did was the bad one, and therefore the rest of them are good. So that's what Rav is holding like that, and therefore he says, if one of the rings fell in the sea, you can rely on that ring was the one that was also. Aye, Freddy Gemara Ve'Amar Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, Lehitu Rebbe Lezer Ela Shnaim Shnaim. Only if you do two at a time, because you have to have at least one in the transaction which you know for sure is okay. So if you're doing them two by two, so you know for sure that one of the two is okay, so then you can assume the other one is okay as well. But echad echad loy, one at a time, not. So, and he was assuming that we would, when he said the rings were okay, that he meant even one by one. So Rav Nachman answered him, I'm not Tarti Kamina. Yeah, I also, when I said the name of Rav, was also two by two. What do you do with the rings two by two? You sell two in a packet, you go to the jeweler, and you sell two rings at a time. So one of them is for sure okay. So we can assume the other one's okay also, and the bad one was the one that fell into the sea. Okay, that's rings number one. Now we go, is it up to number two now? 74, 1, A, 2, B, C, whatever. Okay, next case of the rings. The Lord of the Rings. Omar Rav. Tabas shalom v'lesh l'chom shay sarva me'ata boys. So, same starting point. A ring that was belonged to Avodah Zarah, and it fell into 100 rings that weren't Avodah Zarah. So you got 101 rings. V'pershu arboyim l'mokeh me'achad. Then somebody did the splits, and 40 rings ended up in one box. V'shishim l'mokeh me'achad. Obviously, it's either 41 or 61 now, because you've got 101, but anyway, who's counting? Right, so approximately 40 of them ended up in one box, and approximately 60 of them ended up in the other box, so they've split now. That's interesting. So where's the one that's no good? Yeah, is Pirsha Achas Me'ar Boim. So now, out of the 40, one of them came out and mixed up with something else. Yeah, now you got another box that was not involved, suddenly an innocent bystander box. Suddenly, one of those 40 then went flying into the other one. Is Eina Oseris. It doesn't make the other box no good. In other words, when one of the 40, you can assume that the bad one was in the majority, the roiv, of the 60. So if you pulled one out of the 40 box, you can assume it was okay when it fell into the next box and mixed up with some other ones. Achas mishishim, but if one of the box that had 60 in it, so that's the majority. Yeah, so in there you assume is the majority is one of the bad one. So if one of those came and fell into another box, because in there was the bad one, Oseris, then it answers the next box as well. Is the question is Maishna Achas Mer Boyim Deloy. Why is it that when one of the 40 fell into another box, it doesn't aser? Because we assume that the ring, which is of Avodah Zarah, is in the box with 60 in it, and therefore it wasn't in the box with 40, because it's in the roiv. Is achas mishishim nami? So even if one of the 60 fell into another box, why can't we say, Amrinan isura berubah yisur, it's the other 59? Because he's talking about it fell into yet another box, yeah? So what's the difference? If your logic is that it's in the roiv, when one ring out of 60 fell into another box, you should assume that the Isser is in the other 59, because they're the majority. So that should be kosher too.
You mean you got two boxes of 60 and one of them had...
No, one of 40, one of 60.
Yeah, but then what do we say? We say that ring is in the 60 now.
Well, that seems to be the logic, because you're saying that if one of the 40 fell somewhere else, then it's okay. Yeah. But if one of 60 fell somewhere else, it's not okay. Yeah. What's the difference? You're telling me because the bad one, the Avodah Zarah one, was in the 60 box, and therefore what? So when one of the 40 fell, you can say that we assume the Yisra is in the roiv, in the other box. But within that box itself, if one fell into a third box... That, you should say that the Isser was in the roif.
That becomes a new...
You should say, if one out of 60 rings fell into another box, why don't you assume the Isser's in the roif, which is the 59?
Which is the mutter, the...
You don't have to say Meruba Porish. You just have to say that the Isser is in the 59, because it's just the roif.
If you start with 60 and get to 59, you know, because one went out of the 60, now there is 59 there.
Yeah.
You say that the ring is still with that 59?
That's what he's asking. You should say that. If you're going to tell me that when it splits into 40 and 60, you're assuming that the Avodah Zarah ring is in the 60, is when the one that's 60 itself splits into 59 and 1, you should assume that the Yisr is in the 59, not in the 1.
So, Lachari, you can keep taking until you've got three left.
Well, we'll talk later about Luga the Chathchila, but certainly a bit of Yavid. You should be able to say, yeah, that's what he's asking. So according to that logic, if you're entitled to assume, this is the whole question, if you're entitled to assume that whenever there's a split, that it's in the majority, then it's a roiv, and that's all you need, then it should, yeah, it should be good. It should be more lenient. Ella, Ian Pirsch, our boy, Ella, so therefore must be, he didn't say good. So what's really the pshat? That in Pirsho are boyin kul on the mokay mechad. If all 40 fell into,
no, we take them separate.
They all fell into another box, all 40 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah? If all 40 of them fell into another box, ein oisreis, then they still don't aser, even though all 40 of them fell in, because we're going to assume that the Avodah Zarah ring was in the 60. But if shish in the Mokim Echad, if all 60 fell in, we're not talking about one out of 60 fell into another box. We're talking about all 60 of them fell into another box. Now all 60 fell in, so the Isra must be in there. Is then oisreis.
So all this implies that there's an accidental moving here, not
the all of it accidental, yeah. It's all b'dievet at this point. Okay, so that's what, who said all this? Rav Nachman. Kemrisa kamer de Shmuel. So then he says, when I told Shmuel, was it Rav Nachman? No, it was just Omar Rav.
Nachman. It must be Omar Rav Nachman.
Yeah, it doesn't say Rav Nachman was over here, but it must have been somebody. Rav Nachman, so he says, I told Shmuel this, what Rav said, that Rav said, 40 in one place is good, 60 in one place is not good. And so Amalei Shmuel said, what are you talking about? Hanach l'avodes kechavim, stop making leniencies with Avodah Zarah. Shesveika is asur, and Sveksveika is asura, ad sofa olam. So he's saying, why are you saying that when the 40 fell in, because it's the double suffix. Suffix whether it was in the 40 in the first place, and then it fell into yet another one, so it's a double suffix. Each ring is a double suffix, which one is no good. Shmuel says, no, it doesn't help you. Double suffix, triple suffix, I don't care how many suffix you got. It is always osur. If there's one drop of Avodah Zarah in the transaction, it is no good. So he doesn't agree with Rav.
Because I wanted to take this as from what do you call it? He wanted to go from Kabonis to Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Okay,
so but yeah, okay. We mentioned Avodah Zarah in our mission also, but okay. So he's just saying, I don't know.
It's any bottle.
I don't know. Avodah Zarah is never a bottle. Full stop. Mm. That's Shmuel. Okay. So now I'll ask you, Meisavay. Now I'll ask on Shmuel. Akasha, we have a Behir episode, Brisa later on. Safik Avodas Kechavim Asura. If you have something where there's a doubt of Avodah Zarah, then it's Osir. Aber Svek Sveika Muteris. If it's a double suffix, that means at first it got mixed in and you're in doubt whether this one is Avodah Zarah. Then, even from there, it got mixed in yet more, so it's a double suffix. Yeah? Then it's permitted. Keitza, what's an example? Keitzel Avodas Kecham Shenafol Oitzer Molei Keitzeis. You had a cup of beer, I don't know, whatever it was. Wine. Yeah, the cup.
The cup itself. No?
Is it a keli that was used for Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, oh, the cup itself. It okay, so it's on the cup itself. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Doesn't really matter what it is. A cup of Avodah Zarah that fell into a storehouse, molei koses full of cups, kulan asurin. So that's for sure asur. Yeah. Pirish echad mehen l'ribui. Out of that oitzer, one of them somehow was taken and got mixed up with 10,000 other ones. And from that one was taken into another 10,000 is mutarim. It's permitted. So that's the shat svek sveka. Because now that you've done that,
it's two steps
removed. You don't even know whether there was any yisur in the next lot, and therefore when it came to the next one, you don't even know it's more steps. Each step, the doubt gets bigger. So that bride says it's mutar. So what's Shmuel doing telling me that if it is zara svek sveka ad oilom is never mutar? And for the Gemara, very simple. Tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoim whether a svek svek of a Avodah Zarah is mutter or not. The Tanya learned the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimeine Badon, those pomegranates from Badon, that was one of those ones that we said before, the six things, whatever, yeah, that are never a bottle. So you have one of those, Oistrim Bekol Shehu, so they make osir even if it's the smallest proportion. One of those pomegranates fell into 10,000 other pomegranates. And out of that 10,000, you took one. Somebody took one and threw it into another 10,000. It's still asurin. They're still forbidden. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Comes from Shimon ben Yehuda, Eremishim, Rabbi Shimon. And he says, the first mixture, I agree with you, is asur. Because it's only one suffix. Each one of those pomegranates is maybe the Avodah Zarah one. Or may ribu the shloisha, but then if one came from there and fell into three, and then mishloish l'mokem bachir, it's mutter. From there on, it's always, and from then on, when I say vaiter is what it means to say, then it's mutter. What's the thing about three? So it's bottle beroiv. Yeah, so at least you have a majority of kosher ones, and one Avodah Zarah one, maybe, since when one of the 10,000 fell into the three. You don't even know whether there was an issa there at all to be bottled. And then you have a roiv in there that it was mutter anyway. So now you have a svek sveika. So then it's mutter. So we have the chayra. Rabbi Yehuda says that svek sveik is also forever and ever and ever. And Rabbi Shimon says that no, svek sveik is mutter. So it's a machlekes tanoim. Rav and Shmuel seems to be a machlekes with Rabbi Shimon. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last time. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, just a second though. But just a second. Shmuel de Omar Kiman. When Shmuel said his thing that by a Hanach Avodah Zarah, that means Shmuel was distinguishing between Avodah Zarah and other stuff. So just a minute. Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if you're saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, is afilu b'shari surim. Yeah, because when we talked about those pomegranates, we weren't talking about Avodah Zarah. We were talking about Orla and Truma, right? Haroyla, Orla, 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 Truma, Truma. Yeah, and it's not bottled because it's choshev. So therefore, that means Rabbi Yehuda holds this is not just a special thing about Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda holds this about anything. Yeah? Even Orla, Truma, whatever. That a Svek Sveka is always Osir. Yeah? So if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, what's he doing saying Hanach Avodah Zarah? He should have just said, full stop, everything is always Osir. It's Yafil B'Sharim Shim is also Anik Reb Shimon. Obviously, if you hold Reb Shimon, ain't gonna work because Yafil Osichav Namishari. Reb Shimon says Avodah Zarah is mutter, so obviously that's not like Reb Shimon either. So therefore, who does he hold like? V'chi Teima, I will tell me that he holds like Reb Shimon and Shani that Reb Shimon is Yichav Mashari Surim. And Reb Shimon holds when Reb Shimon said it's mutter, he was talking about Arla and Truma. But when he'll agree with Shmuel that by Avodah Zarah, it's Take Osir. Is a bazaar, yalla hada tanya. We got another opinion that suffik of Avodah Kechavim is asura, svek svek is muteres. If by Avodah Zarah, Rab Shimon is maskim that it's also forever, yeah? And Rabbi Yehuda holds for sure, because he holds that even by other things, not Avodah Zarah. So who's the one over here who says that a svek svek is muter? Is mani, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rab Shimon. You haven't got any tan who says that. So therefore, how can you say that? So it must be that Rab Shimon holds that. By Avodah Zarah is also mutter. Yeah? So Shimon holds Avodah Zarah is also mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Ashari Surim is also Osir. So neither of the Tanoim are distinguishing between Avodah Zarah and everything else. So where does Shmuel get off saying Hanach Avodah Zarah? And for the Gemara, La'elam Rab Shimon. So, okay, so therefore that in that price, it will have to be Rab Shimon who says Svek Sveka Muteris. Okay, so we're back to saying Rab Shimon holds that even by Avodah Zarah it's Mutter. So what is Shmuel going to do with himself? Shmuel doesn't hold like either of them. So you're right, says the Gemara. Shmuel Sava like Rab Yehuda Bechada. He holds like Rab Yehuda regarding Avodah Zarah that Svek Sveka is Osir. Upali Galei Bechada. He holds like Rab Shimon Bishari Surim. You're 100% right. Rab Yehuda holds that everything is Osir. Rab Shimon holds everything is Mutter. And Shmuel says, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda about Avodah Zarah, and I agree with Rabbi Shimon about everything else. So that's that. And he lived happily ever after. Okay. So that's the Gemara Vayter Amar Mar. Let's go back and look at what he said over there. Just the Derech Agav, we mentioned in Rabbi Shimon's Shita that one fell into 10,000, and from the 10,000 fell into 3. Now, 3 is an interesting number. Meribu l'shloisha, from the 10,000 into 3, and then mishloisha l'moke macher mutter, and from 3 onwards is mutter. So what's the 3 business? Turn the page, or go to 74b, or whatever it is you do. Is maishna shloisha. Why does it say 3? The number 3 is a magic number. The ikaruba, because one of a zara one, or one dodgy one, fell into 3, so you got a majority of good ones, and one dodgy one. The ikaruba is you don't need 3 for that. Shnayim nami ikaruba. If one dodgy one fell into 2 good ones, it's also a roiv of good ones. So why does he say it fell into 3? He should have said it fell into 2 lechayra. Answer the Gemara. Yeah, that's what it means. My gimel the katani tarti vahu. It means it's 3 altogether. Once this one fell in, now there's 3. So it's bottle beroiv. Ve'id boy seima. Or I can tell you savalak rabba lezer that he holds like rabba lezer who said you have to do 2 at a time. If you remember when Rabbi Lezer said you can assume that the issue is over there, but 2 at a time. So if you want to do 2 at a time, you need 4. So you can do 2, take 2 out of them, and it will be 1 good one and 1 no good one. Okay, next. Omar Resh Lakish, three lines from the top. Resh Lakish comes along, and he starts talking about barrels. Chavis shel truma, shenis arva b'meyah chavis. you had one barrel that was Truma wine, and it got mixed up with 100 barrels in the cellar. That's the word I wanted. Fell into when in the cellar. One Carlton Breweries. 100 One barrel of Truma fell into 100 barrels, or not fell in, but it got mixed up in the storage room in the cellar, and now you got 101 barrels. One of them is Truma. You don't know which one. The Nafla Achas Mehem Neyam HaMelech. Then the truck driver was driving over the Prince's Bridge, and one of them fell into the Yarra River. Right, so we're back to 100 barrels. 100 barrels of wine in the wall. No, whatever it is. Yep. Is Hutru Kulon. So the rest of them are all good to go. We assume that it was the dodgy one that fell into the river. The Amrin and Hachta Nafal, they sort of. Of course, the dodgy one fell in. The rest of them are good. Okay, so that sounds similar to his rings, Rav's rings, Rav Nachman's rings that fell into the river also. So the same thing with barrels. I mean, why should barrels be any different from rings? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The Itzrich. The Rav Nachman Itzrich Rav Lakish. Even though we have, so Rav Lakish talks about barrels, Rav Nachman talks about rings, and we need both. The Rav Nachman, if we only knew about the rings, Havamina, I would have said, Hani Mili Avodah Sechavim. He was talking about rings of Avodah Zorah. So I would have said, by Avodah Zorah, the Ein Lamatirin, by Avodah Zorah, there's no other way out. So it's a perverted cup of kula, because there's no way you're ever going to make it mutter. So therefore, you're actually lenient in making a bottle, because there's nothing else you can do about it. Aval truma de yesh lematirin. With truma, you've got another choice. You could sell it to a kohen. Yeah, it's not farfalm. So if it's not farfalm, we shouldn't be lenient and say it's bottle. That's right. We should say it's not bottle. No, we're not going to be lenient on you, because you could always sell it. It's not so terrible if we tell you it's still. You have a way out. So therefore, I might have thought by the truma loy. We won't say that's the one that fell into the river. So that's why Reish Lakish tells me, no, even barrels of truma. If we only knew about the barrel of truma, I would have thought, a chavis, a barrel. The minker, the philosopher, everyone knows that the barrel fell in. It's obvious when a barrel falls off the back of a truck and lands in the Yarra River. It's the next thing you know, it's on the social media and everyone knows about it, because it's a big fat barrel. It would be on the front page of the Herald Sun, Lechera. So therefore, everyone knows about it. So when you go and matir the other 100, everyone's going to know, why were you matir? Because one fell into the river. And therefore, they won't come to be mekel when nothing fell into the river. Aval tabas, but if you got rings, which are little small things, the lo minker, and if you lost, no one's going to know that a one ring fell out. Lo, you might think, we shouldn't be matir the others, because people are not going to know.
Everyone will assume that the isra is still mixed in.
People are gonna, and they'll think it's mutter. If you permit the other 100, people will think that you don't need it to fall into the river. Even without falling in the river, they're all mutter. And therefore, tzricha, therefore, Rav Nachman needs to tell me, no, that it has to, that even in that case, if one fell into the river, I don't care whether people know about it and it was on the front page of the paper. Doesn't matter. As long as it fell in, it's mutter. Okay. Omer Rabba, comes along Rabba. Lehita Reish Lakish Elechavis. And he says, Reish Lakish, when he said a barrel, he dafka meant a barrel. The minker and a philosopher, because when it falls into the river, everyone knows about it. Aval te'ein aloi. But a fig, which is a small thing compared to a barrel, no, because people wouldn't know about it. They'll come to me and matter everything else. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Reish Lakish says, even by a fig, a fig to Enoch and a philosopher, kachalayosa. You're assuming that when one fig fell into 100 figs, everyone knows about it. If they know about one fig falling in, they'll know about one fig falling out. I mean, it's exactly the same logic. So don't be stricter on the way out than you are on the way in. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Lazar, comes Rabbi Lazar, he's got a different idea. Chavis shal truma shal nafla b'kuf chavis. Now, let's say you had one truma barrel in 100 other barrels, and you drove the truck over the river, and you couldn't get one to accidentally fall in. So what are you going to do? Right? Because that's all talking about accidentally. So what are you going to do? He says, Peseach echad mehem. Now, the rule is, when the barrels are closed, it's not bottle. What happens if the barrels are open? If the barrels are open, then it's a different story. Because once it opens, it's a different instinct, and it becomes, and the one that's open, it is bottle. Yeah? It's Peseach, because it's not choshev anymore. So if you have a barrel which is 100th is truma and the rest of it's not, then it's bottle. It's Peseach Echad Mehem. So he says, a simple way to open up a barrel, the Noitel Hemena Kedei Dimur, take out of it one 101th of the wine that's in the barrel and to be oiler, that's called to be oiler. You take that out and you say, right, that fits the truma. Have a shayser and drink the rest. L'chaim. So that's what he says.
What's the shayrish of kidai dimua? What's
the word dimua? I think Rashi says he doesn't know. Rashi says that. Rashi says, I don't know where the word dimua comes from. I think in various places. Dimua is. Hey? Dimua is the expression for truma mixed into other things.
Oh,
yeah, except the mice with an aleph, but that doesn't matter. Okay, Yossi Rav Dimi.
I thought he was Dimua watching the demo.
That's a cry. He's crying over spilled wine. Don't cry over spilled wine. Yeah, it's Yossi Rav Dimi v'kamalot shmata. Rav Dimi was sitting and talking about this statement. V'amalet of Nachman. And Rav Nachman says, Gama v'shastika zina hacha. I'm seeing a drinking party going on over here. Because once you do that, then you'll open the next barrel, the next barrel, you'll open all the barrels, and then it's always, and therefore you're making a bottle. I mean, we say it's not bottle, and you say, oh, as soon as you open it, you can make a bottle. So that means, then there's no such thing as ever having the case where it's not bottle. And we know that they say it's not bottle unless it falls into the river. Ella, Ema, you can't do it lechatchila. This is what we're talking about, lechatchila. Not Peseach Echad, that he can just go ahead and open one. Niftecha Achas Mehen, if one happened to be open without thinking about it, once it's already open, you can't do it. It's like you can't throw it into the river. It has to fall off by accident from the back of the truck. Okay, next. Amar Avayshe, Chavish al Chumash Yisrael Me'e V'chamishim Chavish, it's a barrel of Chumash mixed up with 150, even Niftechu Me'e Mehen, and 100 of them got opened by accident somehow. The ones that are open, you take 101th out of it and you can drink the rest. And the rest of them are still asur. Because we're not going to say that the truma one must have been one of those 100. Even though 100 are already open and 50 are not. So you would want to say that there must be somewhere in that 100 because that's the majority. He says, no, we don't say that. And you have to take each barrel on its merits. And you can't drink the other 50 unless they accidentally also happen to accidentally get open. Yeah. Okay, next. Reva v'nirva. So then back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a whole bunch of examples of animals that were not suitable for korbanos, and we said if one mixed in there, then it's no good and you have to wait till they get a mum. Is the question is, bishlam akulhu layodia. All of the examples in the Mishnah, if one sheep got mixed in with the other sheep, you can't tell which sheep was a vetazora, which sheep wasn't a vetazora. The chulu, aber ella high treifa. But one of the examples it gave there was a treifa. If an animal is a treifa, what sort of a treifa is it? Iyadiale. That means what happened? You knew what was wrong with it. How do you know there was a treifa there? Because its leg was missing a leg. Yeah. If it's missing a leg, go over there and see which one's missing a leg, and that's the one that was the treifa. It's lace there, but this leg, go and take it. And ila yadale. If it's not a treifa that you can see. Is Minayodim. How do you know that you had a treifa in the first place that got mixed in with the others? Either you can see it or you can't see it. What's going on over here? Is Armid the Beir Abyanai Hacha Maaskinah again the Irim the Kuvas Akeitz Bedrusas as a Eiv that you had one sheep that was the heart that was punctured by a thorn and the other one which could live as long as it doesn't puncture through and through it could live and the other one was attacked by a wolf. Where there's some kind of an idea that the wolf has poison in his claws, and therefore even if the puncture looks the same, but because of poison, then it's a treifa because it can't live. Yeah, but so when you look at it, it looks the same. You can't tell if there's poison in there or not, but you know, so you don't know which one's which. Reish Lakish Amar could go in the era bin a fuller. It got mixed in. There was one animal that fell off the roof. When it fell off the roof, it looks the same. So they all look the same, but one of them is a treifa because it fell off the roof. It's going to drop. It's going to die.
Can't stand anymore.
Is the question is nefula nami livdaki? Why don't you just check them all? Because if it can get up and walk away, then it's not a treifa, and if it can't get up and walk away, you'll know that's the one. Yeah, it's kasavar because he holds amda that even if it got up tzricha meisliyeh, you got to wait 24 hours, and holcha even if it walked away tzricha b'diki, you need to wait for 24 hours. So therefore. So if he wants to do it, so therefore you can't rely on the fact that you checked it and it looks okay, because it still might not be okay. So you wouldn't know which one's which. Rabbi, because they could all get up and walk away, and you're still not going to know which one fell off the roof. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar could go in the ear of Bivlad Trefa. What happened was, the Trefa had a baby, and Rabbi Lezer, he the Amar Vlad Trefa lo yikar v'gam mizbech. And Rabbi Lezer says that the child of a Trefa can't be used as a carbon. But the child of a Trefa is not necessarily a Trefa itself. So if you just look at it, it looks the same as all the healthy ones. Yeah, but because the mother was a Trefa, so you can't tell, you can't do a visual inspection to work out which one was the bad one, and therefore you have to just wait till they all get a move. Okay, so there's a few different dais over here. So the Gemara says, why don't they all agree with each other? Because Rabbi Yana lo yomri, the other guys don't agree with Rabbi Yana, who talked about the wolf, because they hold Benakuvas Akos to Jesus as they've made the other. You wouldn't be in any doubt whether it was hit by a thorn or hit by a wolf, because Hai Moshech Vahai Ogul. If it was attacked by a wolf, it would be a long straight scratch, because wolves don't do it in circles; they do it in long, you know, what do you call them? Things when they grab you, when they scrape. So you could tell that when it's been wolf attacked. Well, you could tell when it's been wolf attacked. Well, Hayogul, and if it's hit by a thorn, it'll be round. So therefore, you could tell if that was the case. Kereish Lakish, Resh Lakish said it was fell off the roof. La Yomri, Kasari Yom, then it's Vichem Esliyes, and Halchay Tzvichem Bedika. Because they hold that if it stood up or it walked away, you don't need to check it anymore. It's not a Trefa. So it's Ois Trefa if it can walk away. And if it can't walk away, you'll know that's the one. And Kereb Yirmiyah, La Yomri, the others didn't agree with Kereb Yirmiyah because Rebbe Lezer, Le Mukmi. They don't want to say it's Tafka according to Rebbe Lezer. Okay. Should we stop over here? Even though it's too long and short? All right.